Ik heb het net nog even teruggekeken, maar 18 april stuurde ik voor het eerst een berichtje naar Friendship op Facebook, omdat ik hun single Capesize, die net uitgekomen was, net hoorde. En ik vond die track op een Spotify-lijstje. Ik was echt meteen super enthousiast. Maar een paar duizend streams op dat moment. En ik stuurde ze een Facebook-berichtje om te vragen van, nou, is er misschien iets tofs te vertellen over jullie nummer? En hoe is het een beetje zo, hoe jullie elkaar ontmoet? En, nou, en daar kreeg ik een heel leuk berichtje op terug. Iets met een goed verhaal over yoga en spandexkleding en nou, allemaal toffe dingen. Nu zijn ze echt miljoenen streams verder. En heb ik James aan de telefoon. Echt super tof die even tijd voor ons had om met ons te bellen. Helemaal in LA. Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, how are you doing?
How did that sound?
That sounded great.
Okay, good.
I got two words out of it, I think. But...
Okay, what did you get out of it?
I think you said I'd like to introduce James Sunderland, and that's it. Okay. Something like that.
Well, that you got the main part then.
Nice, dig it.
So, for the people who never ever heard your music before, how would you define it?
Oh man, I don't know. It's a combination of electronic and organic sounds. It pulls from a lot of decades of music, I think. Because Brett and I, the other half of Friendship, aren't too young anymore, so we've had some experience with 80s music and early 90s music, so I think it pulls from a lot of that and kind of mixes what's current now, so yeah.
Okay, cool. I listened to it like in April for the first time. I heard your single Capesize, and yeah. I sent you a Facebook message from, well, maybe you have something cool to tell, and you got something about yoga spandex gear?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's how you met, right?
Yeah, so we met... This is a company called Lululemon, which does men's and women's, but primarily women's yoga spandex mm-hmm. and clothing. So Brett and I met working there. I was in actually a DJ duo at the time, and he was doing the singer-songwriter thing, and we were both done with what we were doing, and we needed some money. So we randomly met working there, and originally didn't even like each other's music or want to work with each other. So we just became really good friends, and had some drunk night outs. I've been out in LA, and
like many good stories start.
Oh, they always start like that. But so that's how it all started. And then I think one day just kind of woke up. We're like, let's try to make a song. And the first thing we did was pretty cool. So
cool.
Eventually left that job, but that's where it got started. Yeah.
So that worked out pretty great. And Capesize is really exploding now on Spotify, because how many streams are there right now?
I think it just hit 41 today.
That
41
is
million.
Insane. Yeah. 41 yeah. million. Because I just said in April I listened for the first time, and it was like a couple of thousand back then.
Yeah.
So it's really blown up. How do you think, why do you think that happened?
Well, I hope it's a good song.
Of course,
I hope
yeah,
it's because of that.
Yeah.
No. I mean, a lot of things kind of had to fall into place, but really, it did really well in the blog world before Spotify, and then we independently released it onto Spotify, and a guy from Spotify found us on one of those blogs it was doing really well on, and started to test it out on Spotify in smaller playlists, and. Like its retention rates were really high, and people weren't skipping it. People were following it and sharing it at a really high rate. So they just kept testing it out in little playlists, and it kept growing. And that was pretty much it. It was pretty organic. We didn't pay anybody or anything. We just kind of lucked. Honestly, we just kind of lucked into that part.
But, yeah, well, that's awesome. So the song actually like spoke for itself, and people just liked it, and just so they kept listening to it.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a catchy song, I guess, and it's feel good. It hits a lot of different emotions, I think. So.
It does, because it's got a really like mellow flow to it, but the lyrics are actually quite deep.
Yeah, we try to spend some time on lyrics, and we're typically the people that write, you know, one song 10 times to get it right versus write 10 songs to get one song. So. We're not afraid to rewrite.
No,
at all.
No. And you can hear that. You can definitely hear that in the songs. And I saw that Spotify put you on the list, the 10 songs of summer. with names like lesser known names like Justin Timberlake and Harmony, Calvin Harris. Yeah. So that's a pretty good list to be on, right?
I'd say so. No, we're so honored to be up there. It's crazy to even see your name in the same, like, you know, any kind of radius. And so it's bizarre. It's really weird, but we love it. It's nice to see, you know.
We've been
doing this for a while, so it's fun to get some recognition like that.
Yeah, so you've been doing this for a while, you say? How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for, I mean, Brett and I have both been doing music our whole lives in some capacity. I mean, we actually grew up as soccer players, so music was kind of in the background most of our lives until later on. But I've been seriously pursuing it for, oh man, maybe 6.5, 7 years. And he's probably, you know, somewhere in the 8-year range, I think.
Okay, cool. So So it's not like a coincidence that now you put out a song. You have really put years and years of work in it.
Absolutely, yeah. No, it's not overnight success by any means.
No.
I'm cracking away at it.
Cape Size is a co-op with Emily Warren.
Yeah.
Definitely. And you could say her grandma, right?
Yeah. So you can hear her grandma at the end of the song.
Yeah.
And that's how it all started. It was, like I said in the Facebook message, you know, Emily was graduating from college and we had a session with her the next day. She came to the session in her cap and gown after graduating from college. And then her grandma called her, I think, and then it went to, and then she put it to voicemail. And that voicemail is at the end of the song. But anyway, we played it out in the studio and we're like, wow, that is so touching and so sweet. And ran it through a microphone and put a bunch of reverb on it, and I don't know, that just struck a chord with everybody there. So that's how the song started.
Yeah, great story to base a song on. And so you're LA based.
Yeah.
And is there any response from the rest of the world? Any other countries that really like your songs? Are you going on tour? What's happening right now?
So we are LA based. I'm from Colorado originally, Brett's from Washington State, but been out here for a while. But in terms of response, it's kind of the rest of the world picked up first, I feel like. it was you guys, Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, probably Norway because we had that song with Matoma, that DJ.
Yeah.
Who else? Italy was an early, and Germany were pretty early on. UK kind of fell in line with the US, but yeah, those are the early adopters. And then in terms of tour, we're looking at some stuff for the fall. We haven't 100% locked those in yet, but we're looking to go out this fall, maybe be the support for a bigger act. And then we've got some shows coming up this summer here in LA, and we are considering doing a trip, I think, to the markets where it's Capsize is doing well, so maybe Netherlands too, but sometime in August, kind of like for a promotional thing.
Yeah.
So we'll be floating around.
And can we expect something like an album anytime soon?
Yeah, so we're doing probably another single later this year, and then an EP early next year, and then that'll be followed up by an album. So we're working on it, and it should be done pretty soon, but could have to wait just a little bit still.
Okay, but there's some work in the pipeline, so we can expect it to eventually come out, right?
It's all going to come out, for sure.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah, of course.
Cool. Let's see. You know, maybe a trip to Europe in August.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be awesome. Please let us know if you're going to do that, because
you'll be the first stop.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Do that.
Yeah.
Great. Well, then I want to thank you very much for your time. We're going to play Capsizes. Maybe if you want to introduce your song.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, thanks for having me on here. All right, this is James from Friendship. You're about to listen to our song Capsize on Amsterdam FM.